Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lee Richard. Batting second. The right fielder, Ed Stroud. Batting third. The first baseman, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Luis Alvarado. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Horace Clark. Batting second. The center fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting third. The catcher, Thurman Munson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy White. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Danny Cater. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting seventh. The first baseman, John Ellis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Gene Michael. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Stottlemyre. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Mel Stottlemyre. And now, play ball. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard takes first base on ball four. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stroud. The throw from Munson and he is out, Michael applying the tag. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a pop-up towards third. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mercer. The throw from Hairman and he is out, Alvarado applying the tag. Two outs. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hairman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ellis fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Munson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White takes first base on ball four. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater strikes out. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Germán and he is out, Alvarado applying the tag. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is called out on strikes. One out. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Richard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0-for-1 in the game. Stroud hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Richard moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Richard scores. Stroud moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-1 in the game. Reichardt hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stottle Murray fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. John Stone chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Richard. Richard fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Richard. Ellis moves to third. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Stottle Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stottle Murray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to home to get Ellis. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reichardt. Clark reaches second base with a double. Stottle Murray goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 1, Yankees, 1. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-1 in the game. Mercer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clark scores. Mercer moves to second. It's 2-1, Yankees. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0-for-1 in the game. Munson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mercer scores. It's 3-1, Yankees. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Germán is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Germán is 0-for-1 in the game. Germán hits a line drive towards short. Michael reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvarado hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Stone moves to second. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 1 in the game. John bunts towards the mound. Stottle Miri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Richard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Stone scores. Alvarado moves to second. It's 3-2, Yankees. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater hits a fly ball into right field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. May hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mercer. May reaches second base with a double. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 2 in the game. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Mercer. Melton reaches second base with a double. May scores. It's White Sox, 3, Yankees, 3. J. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Munson for a passed ball. Melton moves to third. J. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John Stone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. John Stone hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Melton tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, White Sox. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 2 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alvarado takes first base on ball 4. Hermann moves to second. Gary Wasilewski now pitching. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 2 in the game. John hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 0 for 1 in the game. Michael hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Woods pinch hits for Gary Wasilewski. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods bunts towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Michael moves to second. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Michael scores. Woods moves to second. It's White Sox, 4, Yankees, 4. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mercer bunts towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Woods moves to third. Clark moves to second. One out. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Munson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Woods scores. Clark moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-4, Yankees. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. White hits a fly ball into right field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Kekec now pitching. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Richard hits a line drive towards third. Cater reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stroud is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. May hits a line drive into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-2 in the game. Cater hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-2 in the game. Alou hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vicente Romo now pitching. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ellis hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Michael hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-3 in the game. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kekec fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Melton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Johnstone hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Mike Kekec is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kekec hits a pop-up towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Romo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mercer. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Mercer steals second. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Munson takes first base on ball 4. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. White hits a line drive into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams pinch hits for Ed Hermann. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alvarado bunts towards the mound. Kekec fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Morales pinch hits for Vicente Romo. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Chuck Brinkman now catching. Steve Keeley now pitching. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-3 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alou strikes out. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Ellis hits a line drive into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Michael hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Kenney now playing third base. Danny Cater now playing first base. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Richard strikes out. One out. Mike Andrews pinch hits for Ed Stroud. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 4 in the game. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. May moves to second. Jack Aker now pitching. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of White. Melton reaches second base with a double. May scores. Reichardt moves to third. It's White Sox, 5, Yankees, 5. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Johnstone hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Mike Andrews now playing second base. Jay Johnstone now playing right field. Lee Richard now playing center field. Luis Alvarado now playing short. Lindy McDaniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDaniel hits a pop-up towards short. Alvarado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Clark strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mercer hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Munson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman strikes out. One out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alvarado hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee May pinch hits for Steve Keeley. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Don Eddie now pitching. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. White takes first base on ball 4. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a fly ball into right field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Richard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. May hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Reichardt hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Clark reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Jerry Kenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenny bunts towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Michael takes first base on ball 4. Kenny moves to second. Lindy McDaniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDaniel is 0-for-1 in the game. McDaniel bunts towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kenny moves to third. Michael moves to second. Terry Forster now pitching. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado fields it and throws to home to get Kenny. Michael moves to third. McDaniel moves to second. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Mercer hits a line drive into center field. Richard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Michael. The slide. Brinkman applies the tag. Michael is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Johnstone bunts towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Melton moves to second. One out. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenny fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alvarado hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Munson takes first base on ball 4. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forster fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. White moves to third. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. White scores. Cater moves to second. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.